Hey, everybody, this is I Am Unique Right, your business coach, your DIY business coach. I am here on this live talking about business credit, how to establish business credit, what you need to have to establish business credit, and 10 easy steps. 10 steps for you to qualify to get business credit, which will in 90 days, realistically in 90 days, you'll be able to, if you do this properly, you'll be able to go to the bank and ask for a line of credit. Maybe your first line, depending on how your business is set up and how much income you have coming in, will be based upon your personal credit. But then once you get that line of credit in your business name, it keeps establishing itself so that you have now your business can run and stand alone by itself. Does that make sense, guys? So it's like having another social, but it's for your business. So creating business credit creates you a credit account using your EIN number to establish credit with the credit bureau, Experian, Equifax, all of those. And then that's how people buy cars, buy houses, buy property, buy furniture and everything else with their business. You see people saying, oh yeah, I just bought this on my business. This is how they do it. This is how they start. This is what you need to start. There's 10 things you need to do to start in your first 90 days of starting your business credit, okay? And even if you have some of these things already, you can always go back, get them, and then apply for business credit so that you can actually establish it correctly, okay? So the first thing we're going to talk about is you have to have a name, okay? So your business credit has to have a name. You know, your business has to have a name. Like my podcast, I Am Unique Right Podcast. My business is not I Am Unique Right, but my business is UCW Enterprises. I have a couple businesses. So Eccentric Enterprises, Be Unique Enterprises. So those are my businesses' names, okay? So those names are three businesses. I can establish business credit as an individual, I mean, as a business for those three different businesses. So Eccentric has his own credit line, Be Unique has his own credit line, and UCW Enterprises has its own credit line, okay? So when you're establishing that, no matter how many businesses you have, you establish that. And then, so you make sure you have a name. Once you come up with the name that you want to use for your business, you establish your business. You get a corporation. We talked about this last week about corporations, LLCs, sole proprietorships, limited liability companies. You either need to have a LLC or a corporation for you to actually establish business credit, okay? So when you are establishing that business credit, you need to have a corporation or a LLC. I prefer an LLC. That's my opinion. That's what I think you should have, an LLC. A corporation makes you look a little bit more stable, makes you look like you're in it to win, like you're going to stay, because you have to establish a little bit more work to build out the corporation, so it makes you look a little bit more established. So getting a name, being a corporation is much better than being an LLC, but if you already have an LLC for this year, you can always use that and start establishing it and then change it over to a corporation in January, which would be my recommendation. Okay, once you have that, you now, the second thing you have to do is establish a tax ID. Okay, you have to establish a tax ID. Your tax ID is like a 7-digit number, such as your social. It's your business social. So each one of your businesses needs a tax ID. So if you have three of my businesses have three different tax IDs. The reason for this is because that is the social. That is the number that you're going to be using to establish your business, okay? and establish that credit on that number. So you need to have, make sure that they have a tax ID going on, okay? So after step number four is that you need a Dun & Bradstreet number. You can go to dunandbradstreet.com, get a number. They're going to have a whole lot of stuff that's going to make you pay for it. You don't have to pay for a Dun & Bradstreet number, not just the number. You can get the number. You can establish your account on there. With that, that is kind of like where it, your credit will report to in your Dun & Bradstreet number. A Dun & Bradstreet number is just like another business that helps you establish your business and establish who your business is. Your credit, your creditors will report to Dun & Bradstreet first, then Dun & Bradstreet will report to Equifax and Experian and all of the other accounts, if that makes any sense. So we're talking about establishing business credit. So those are the first four steps in establishing your business credit. You need a Dun & Bradstreet number, you need a tax ID, you need to establish your business as a corporation or an LLC, and you need a name, okay? That was it going backwards. So those are the first four steps in establishing it. So tomorrow I will have a whole list of these steps and links of where you can get all of this set up to actually start setting up your business credit. It only takes you a good maybe 2 or 3 hours, to be honest with you, depending on what you have and what you don't have to get everything set up. And then once you get everything set up, it may take a week for your full time to set up. And then after that, then you can actually go and start establishing credit accounts and stuff like that. And we'll get to that in a second. So does that make sense to everybody, those first four steps of establishing your business credit? If it makes sense, give me a high five, give me a star, give me a hello, how you doing? So, yes. All righty, then we're going to move on to step number five. Step number five, thank you. Step number five is, establishing an NAICS and an SIC number. An NAIC and an SIC number. These numbers, these two numbers right there, tell you about your business, tells you what your business does. So if you're in construction, you have one number. If you're in contracting, you have another. If you're in real estate, you have another number. If you're in trades, retail, you have another number. Education, you have another number. This is the number that kind of tells the government, everybody who's dealing with you, sometimes your lenders or sometimes your people who you're going to get a trade account with will ask you what this is. The reason why they're asking you what this is or your the NAICS number. The reason why is because then they'll see where you qualify on what you're buying. So, like, if you're in education, they're going to be excited about you if they sell, like, office supplies and books and pens and papers, because they're knowing you're going to want to be printing out stuff all the time. So you need to establish, have that number. If you're in construction and you go to Granger, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I love this person because we know we're going to buy toilet seats and faucets and electrical wiring equipment and all that other stuff that the retail people won't buy. You know, or maybe if you're in real estate, that's what you want to establish yourself as well. I'm going to give you a quick run by. If you're in real estate or trucking, construction, some of those companies like that, CVD, are high risk companies. So you have to make sure that when you are establishing your NIC number, that is in a company that banks and that people think are stable companies, consulting. So if you have a construction business, if you have a real estate business, if you have a retail business, sometimes you might want to put yourself as consulting versus business consulting versus construction or versus retail or versus real estate, especially real estate. Now, since the crash in 2007, real estate, building your business credit with real estate, lenders won't give you money because all they think you're going to do is either buy a house, you're going to lose it, you're not going to make your money back. So when you're doing this, education is a great one to get. They'll give you money quickly for consulting. I tell everybody do consulting. Stuff that is stable that companies won't ever go. Agriculture is a good one. They'll give you money for agriculture because they want you to feed the people, right? So these are the companies that they will actually give you money for. If y'all have any questions while we're on this, I am live on Blog Talk. Y'all can call in at 563-99-3562. 563-99-3562. If y'all have any questions and y'all want to call in and y'all want me to answer any of your questions, I'll be happy to answer anybody's questions that you have for my Facebook people, for my Instagram people, for my people that actually are on Blog Talk right now. We can pull you into this conversation so you can talk and ask me any questions if you would like. Again, I'll repeat the number one more time. The number is 563-99-3562. All right, so after you get your NIC and your SIC number established, it means it's free. All of this costs you no money to establish. Establishing business credit does not cost you any money until later on when you want to get a line of credit or a secured business credit card. But for right now, it costs you $0, and you can build this up organically in approximately 90 days with no money, okay? So you need $125, $150 to establish your business, and you'll need a little bit of money to put in your $100 to put in your bank account. But everything else is technically you can do for free. Okay? Does that make sense, guys? Give me a high five, thumbs up, wave, a yes, a no, if that all makes sense. Okay? Number six is establishing your bank account. Okay, guys, you need to establish a business bank account with a bank. It doesn't matter which bank you use. Credit unions are great for small businesses. If you can get a Navy Federal, they give a lot out. If you can get into Chase is a good business bank. Fifth and Third is a good bank for businesses. Those are banks that actually help small businesses grow. Wells Fargo, I've heard 50-50 things about. Bank of America is a little tougher. Ameris Bank is pretty good with it as well. So these are banks you just go in with you have to have, before you even try to get a bank account anywhere, you have to have a business address. You have to have a EIN number, and you have to have your corporation minimally to establish this business, okay? That's what the bank is going to request from you. They're going to look this up, so it has to be up to date and current. But you have to have that tax ID, that corporation set up, and you have to have a business address. You always want to have a business address. Even if you use a place like UPS Store, you want to have a business address. Unless you live in a place that's like retail commercial or residential commercial space, that can work. But I prefer you not, just to give you a heads up, if you go to Chase with a P.O. box as your business address, they will put a hold on your account until you're able to give them an actual physical address for your business, okay? So keep that in mind. Just go, you may need to find a friend's address or a business address that you can use, that you can get the mail to help you establish this. So those are the things that you have to have. UPS works great. Regis or WeWork, those kind of companies like that actually help you establish a business address as well. So you can use those companies to establish that business address, which is awesome, right? And just pay them a monthly fee if you don't have a business or a brick and mortar at this time. All right, so now we're at business account number 7. Number 7 is get a website. You need a basic website. Now, I know everybody, websites get everybody so overwhelmed and so crazy and so, oh my God, I have to have a website. Yes, a simple, basic website. This website is one to establish who you are. You know, if you're going to be a consulting business, if you're going to be retail, it doesn't even have to be your full-fledged business website that you have established. It just needs to say, hi, this is the same name as your business address or your business name is. So UCW Enterprises would be for me, UCWEnterprises.com or UCW.corp.com. You put on there a little brief bio about your business. You don't even have to put your personal information, your personal name. Just put your services, what you do, a way for people to contact you, an email address, a business email address, not UCW Enterprises@gmail. No, you need to establish a real business or info at UCWEnterprises.com. Contact at UCWEnterprises.com. Making sure you have that as a way of contacting you. Now, you can redirect that into your Gmail account, which is perfectly fine. Nobody knows about that. But when you're filling out these applications, you actually need to have where it says contact at yourdomainname.com. You know what I mean? Not a Gmail, not a Yahoo, not a Hotmail, not an iCloud. None of those. You need to have a real email address. And again, if you're tired of all these passwords, I understand that everybody gets frustrated and gets tired of all these passwords. Just forward all of those into one of your Gmail accounts and then reply like that. Okay? So those comes with the website. That's number 7. Okay? Number 8 is actually establishing a business phone number. Now, everybody's like, oh my God, I got to establish your phone number. Preferably not a Google Voice number, but if you need to establish a business phone number for free, Google Voice is perfectly fine. There's other companies like Ring Central and everything else. You can get a 1-800 number from them. You pay them a little monthly fee, $10, $5 a month to get the phone number. Those are fabulous. You know what I mean? So having a professional phone number or answering service or a Google Voice with a professional, hi, this is UCW Enterprises. How can I help you today? You know, having that makes your business look like it's a little bit more established than what it is in the beginning. So having a business phone number with a business answer machine, not you on your answer machine saying like, yo, what's up? This is UCW Enterprises. That's not cool. Okay, so making sure that you have a business address, a business phone number, a business email are very important things while you're establishing your business credit. Okay, so it just makes you a real business. Like you have to put this work in to become a real business. They don't want to give a line of credit. Would you give a line of credit to a newborn? Even like as an adult, you need to have a line of credit. You need to have an address. You need to have some business about yourself. You need to be of age. You need to have a phone number. So just the same as you applying for a personal credit card, you need to have that. You need to know how much money you're going to make. Now, I understand that some of you guys are just starting out in your business credit. So when these applications start asking you about how much money, you put your projections in because, of course, y'all have a business plan, right? We'll get to that next week. But If you do not, you need to kind of know what you want your business to do realistically. Like, if you're just starting out, you want to do retail, like $250K a year is average. You know, restaurants, $250K a year is average for your first year. Yeah, you may have overhead. You may not even make that. Food trucks, $100K, $50K, $80K, $90K. Those are numbers. Now, if you say you're going to make $1 million your first year, we'll have to talk to you a little later. I mean, you might. You might. I'm not going to say you can't. But I'm just saying that if you are just establishing your business and you're going to say, tell me you're going to make $1 million, I really want to listen to this plan because I want to make $1 million in my first business as well, too. So let me know what the plan is. So make sure when you're doing these applications that you don't get flagged, that you have a realistic idea of what you want and how you're doing your business and how what you're going to establish your business and all of that, okay? So making sure you have all of that information. Let's do a quick recap for the people who just came in. These are the 10 steps that you need to have to establish your business credit, to start establishing your business credit. We are at step number 6, I think, or 7. So step number 1 is making sure you have a business name. Step number 2, establishing your business as a corporation, or an LLC. Only those two work. Getting a tax ID, making sure that you have a tax ID for your business. Having a Dun & Bradstreet number for your business. Making sure that you have a NAIC and an SIC number for your business, which helps you establish what your business is, what kind of services you're going to be providing the industry. Step number 4 is getting a website, making sure you have a website, making sure you have a proper phone number to go with that website, phone number. Number 5, number 8, I'm losing count, I'm so sorry, is establishing your business bank account, okay? So we're at number 8 right now. So number 9, my suggestion is to set up you need to get your local listing. So you need to do your Google, you need to do your Yelp, you need to do your Yellow Pages, your YP pages now. You need to do a Facebook page, a business page. And the reason for this is because so when you start establishing your business, it's a new business, you need to look like you've kind of been around. You need to look like you have your stuff in order, that you're establishing a business, right? So you need to be able to be Googled. People will be like, oh, just Google me. You need to be able, your business needs to be able to be Googleable. So if I put in UCW Enterprises Corp, my name comes, if my business comes up, it has all of the pages, it has all of Google, has phone numbers, how you can contact me. The reason you want this is because these businesses, these people who are giving you lines of credit or credit, want to be able to know that they can find you eventually. You know, they want to be able to look you up, be able to find you, be able to see where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing your business, so you're doing consistent posts. We're not saying you got to post every day, all day. You know, just post maybe new product and something about what your business does, and that helps you establish who you are and who your business is, okay? And once you get that, then that's step number, we're going to say that's step number 8, okay? I added that's step number 8. And then on step number 9, what we're going to do is get you a business BBB, Better Business Bureau accreditation. You get that. Again, that is for Googling purposes, telling them that you're out here, you're doing good business, you're a great business, you'll have an A, Better Business Bureau accreditation, which makes you look like you're a little bit more established, or you are established, that you are out here wanting to do great business, okay? The That's what the BBA will do for you, which helps you look more legit in doing business. Does that make sense, guys? Are y'all still with me? Y'all understand? Am I moving too fast? Just let me know. Again, if you would like to call in with any questions, feel free. You can call in at 563-993-5562. That's 563-993-5562. You're calling into my podcast, so you will be live on there, and you'll be able to hear everything, and I can answer any questions that you have, okay? So the last and final step is you need to establish some net 15 and net 30 accounts, okay? Now, this is once you've done 1 through 9. If you have not done 1 through 9 and you do not have 1 through 9 set up properly, number 10 is not going to go well for you, okay? They're going to tell you, no, 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 no. We don't even know who you are, why are you here? So you need to make sure that you have 1 through 9 because they're going to ask you about 1 through 9. They're going to ask you for your Dun & Bradstreet. They're going to ask you for your NICS number. They're going to ask you for your SIC number. They're going to ask you for your business address, your business phone number, your business email, what is your business website. And if you tell them you don't have none of this, they're probably just going to be like, well, you know, you can do some orders, but we're not going to give you a business account yet. So if you want to actually do this, you have to do it. Now, some of these companies now, over the years, people have burnt these companies and they don't give it out as easy. Business lines of credit is easy. But you still can get these lines of credit. Like, you just have to spend a little bit of money. And they'll tell you it's very simple. Sometimes you have to do 3 orders. You have to do 2 orders before they give you a line of credit. Maybe they'll give you a line of credit on your first order, but then your second and third order, you have to do, you have to pay for up front. But the trick with that is this is stuff you need for your business, right? So this is paper. This is products. This is tissue paper. This is wrapping. This is everything you need for your business. I'm going to give you 5 companies that I use that I have accounts with that give you net 30, and I'll tell you the pros and cons with all of them. Uline. Uline is a great company. Back in the day, Uline used to give you a 25,000 credit line with your first order. You know what I mean? Now you have to do at least 3 orders with them before they give you credit. Now, the cool part about that is there is no minimum amount that you have to do orders for. Okay? So with Uline, you can do orders that do a $50 order here for some paper, do this $50 order for some cleaning supplies, and a $50 order for some whatever. Now hand sanitizer, bleach, whatever you want to purchase, okay? Quill, Quill. Quill is another company. They have like office supplies, teaching supplies, educational supplies, printers, computers, little stuff like that. Them as well, you have to do 3 orders that you pay up front. On your third or your fourth order, they will give you a line of credit after that. ePromo, they're the same way, that you have to do 3 orders with them. Once you get your third order in, then you can get a line of credit with ePromo as well. Grainger is the best one out there. They give you a line of credit immediately. So once you go to Grainger. That is construction supplies, which, you know, maybe if you're a retail business, you may not think you need much from Grainger, but they have like battery chargers. They have little stuff that, you know, that you probably can use. You know, everybody needs a drill, you know, screwdriver set. You know, buy some little stuff like that from them, pay them immediately, and then establishing that business credit. HD Supplies is a great company. that you use to establish your business credit, create an account with them, you know, they will give you a line of credit. And now even Amazon Business, that may, you may have to get two or three of those before you can go to Amazon Business, but Amazon Business gives you a line of credit as well. And those are those 10 things that you need to do to establish your business credit, to establish your business credit. Does that make sense to anybody? Does anybody have any questions? Does anybody have any concerns about it? Again, if you want to give me a call, you can give me a call at 563-993-5562. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. This is the I Am Unique Right podcast. So always join my podcast every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. And we talk about different business things. Next week, we are going to talk about business planning, how to plan your business, what you need to do, what you need to have to plan your business, how you're going to establish your business. So next week, we're going to talk about business planning, okay? So I'm going to go over one more time of all 10 steps of everything that you need to establish your business so that you can get business credit. This only establishes you to creating business credit. You know, you still have to establish your accounts. You still have to pay on the accounts properly, just like you do regular credit. You do. And then once you've done this, we can go to another 10 steps because there's tier one business credit, there's tier two business credit, and there's tier three business credit. Tier three is when you buy houses and cars and got that AMAC and everything else. Tier one is just establishing retail accounts that you can use to build your business. Okay, guys? So we'll go back through the 10 steps again for those who are just logging in or we're not listening or need a brief recap of everything. Step number one is establish, create a name. Come up with a name. Number two is establish your business name as a corporation or LLC. Number three, get a tax ID. Number four, get a Dun & Bradstreet number. Number five, establish your NACS number and SIC number. Number six is get a website. Make sure you have a website. Number seven, create local listings. Make sure you have your business on Yelp, Google, YP, Facebook. Make sure your information is consistent across the board on all of these platforms. Number seven is make sure you establish your business with the Better Business Bureau. Get accredited with them. Okay, guys, get accredited through them. Number eight, make sure you have a business phone number. Make sure you establish your business phone number. I may be saying this out of order, but make sure you have established business phone number and professional email. And the last one is start establishing your Net 30 account. Make sure that you have your Uline, your Quill, your ePromo, your Granger, and your HE Surprise Supplies account so that you can actually establish these business accounts. So that kind of is my overview of how to establish business credit in 10 easy steps. I hope you enjoyed it. So now we are going to get into my book of the week, okay? I found a book that I love because, you know, my brand is I Am Unique, right? It is I'm very different. I do things on my accord. I do things different within reason, you know what I mean? So I do things differently. And this book made me feel so gravy about how I do things, because I'm a person who really doesn't believe in competition. There's enough money out there for you not to really worry about your competition. You know, just create your own tribe, create your own path, create your own way, build your own roads, build your own house, you know, whatever you need to do to make sure that you have a direct path in what you want done. So the book that I read this month is it's called Blue Ocean Strategies by W. Chan Kim. Chan Kim. So Blue Ocean Strategies. Okay. This book is like create your own atmosphere. Like, okay, there's a bunch of people who sell retail. There's a bunch of people who sell soap. There's a bunch of people who sell hair supplies. So you have to actually create your own lane. Create your own lane. Make your product not even match up. Like, it's not even comparative to what else is out there. Make your product so unique. And make the way you present your product so different that nobody can really compete with you, because you're really offering the same product, but you're giving them something totally, a different experience. And once you give a person that different experience, if you're a barber, hairstylist, retail, real estate agent, once you give that person that different experience, they don't know what to go. That's like taking somebody from Holiday Inn to Intercontinental. Once you let them spend a couple nights at Intercontinental, they're like, oh, I don't want to go back to the Holiday Inn. Like, so Holiday Inn is not even a competition for Intercontinental, because the people who go there are just like, oh, no, I can't go to a Holiday Inn. Like, that is not going to work for me. Or, like, airlines, Spirit versus Delta. If you're a person who likes service, who likes people, you know, being respectful, being nice, customer service, the customer's always right, you need to fly with Delta. If you're just trying to get somewhere, you need to fly with Spirit. Now, if you've flown with Delta all your life and then you hop on a Spirit flight, you're going to be like, oh, what is this whole plane? It's going to be a different experience. So the people who fly with Delta don't even experience all of that. Don't even experience that when they're flying with Spirit. You know what I mean? But there's a certain caliber of people who will fly with Spirit. Depends on what you guys do, where you're going, and how you're moving. You'll fly with Spirit. So those are things that what I'm saying, it sets the bar. Delta doesn't have to really worry about Spirit. Because the people who fly with Spirit is just trying to get to their destination. The people who fly with Delta like to be relaxed, like to have cookies and water and hand sanitizer nowadays when they get on the plane. You go on Spirit, you paying for everything. But that stems like going from Dollar General to Publix. It's a whole different realm. Better quality, better service. You get all of that with that. So those are the things that you have to want and understand. So that's what Blue Strategy, Blue Ocean Strategy teaches you, how to establish your business, how to create your business to make it not even have competition. You know, you're not even thinking about competition because your product is so much superior than the next person's product that it doesn't even make a difference who your competition is. Like, In the Be Unique, we're coming out with the holiday line of candles. We have our masks. We have our hats. We're doing custom hats. Stay tuned for the website. New hats are being embroidered this week. So next week, those hats will be online, and they will be fly, one of a kind. Nobody else will have them. They will have my facts on them, but each design is different. But then we have the generic hats. You know what I mean? So, like, my Be Unique, I had a shirt on today that says Together-ish. Nobody has these kind of products for me. You know, these products are my unique products. I don't have to worry about people who don't like these products everybody wears a t-shirt, right? Everybody has a level of t-shirts that they like to wear. If you like my t-shirts, you'll wear my t-shirts, and you'll love my t-shirts, and you'll buy all of my t-shirts. But if you don't, then you won't. You know what I mean? So you create your own path. That's kind of what this book teaches you. This is a must-read, Blue Strategy, or a must-listen. I'm an Audible girl, so turn on your Audible. Go get your Prime Audible. and get Blue Ocean Strategies by W. Chan Kim, okay? Make sure y'all download that book and get it. So that is a little bit. Again, if y'all have any questions or concerns, hit me up. Please, you know, watch my podcast. Go to my podcast on IamUniqueWright.com. You can go look at it on my website. It's the link in the bio and my Instagram. Click that link. Listen to this podcast. This live will be on Instagram TV. We're creating a YouTube channel, so that will be starting to be posted real soon. So get super excited about that. So all these videos. Now I'm doing these videos in a series where they teach you from start to finish. If you listen to my first podcast, to my planning, strategies, business planning, business credit, all of these are the sequence of how you actually should build your business, okay? If y'all have any questions about building your business, about building your business credit, about establishing your business credit, I do offer a course right now. If you DM me, I'll send you the link where you can, for $99, for just $99, I will help you set up your business credit. The cool part about this is I have some of these systems automated. So like your business listings, like why would you want to go to, you got to go sign in Yellow Pages, you got to go sign in Google, you have to go sign in Facebook. Like I can help you establish all of this automatedly for your business and making sure that your business is established consistently across all borders. We do that, setting you up with that plan, helping you build a basic website that you have a website, helping you set up your RingCentral or your Google Voice, making sure you have your domain, your professional email, your professional phone number. So for $99, you get an hour with me. I sit there and I walk you through this whole process of how to set this up. At the end of the call, we'll have a recap call in about 2 weeks once you get all your paperwork back, especially if you don't have your LLC or your corporate EIN number. It takes about a week for those things to come back in. So if you don't have those things, then we'll do another recap call in 2 weeks that comes with this $99 for you to help set up your trade accounts, okay? And that's kind of how it works. Does that make sense, guys? If you have any questions, if y'all liked what I'm talking about, give me a high five, give me a thumbs up, give me a wave at me. I appreciate everybody for coming along. If you came on this path a little late, or if you came on this live a little late, it will be in on Facebook, Instagram, for Instagram TV, Facebook. We're starting the YouTube channel, and if you like to just listen to the audio while you're in your car, you can listen to it on blogtalkradio.com. If you have any questions for me right now, anybody who has any questions, you can call in right now at 563-99-3562. 563-99-9-3562. Okay, guys? All right. So I hope this helped everybody. I hope y'all really like kind of understand how you establish your business credit. And I'll kind of go into, let me just kind of break down the importance of having business credit. When you are establishing a business, you want to have the business credit so that you do not use your cash. You don't use your cash. You always want to have cash on hand for those things that you need cash on hand with. Some things you can't buy with credit, but there are a multiple amount of things that you can. So if you can use that to help you sustain your business and use that credit, those lines of credit, those products, those services, to establish your business, then it takes the burden off of you having that cash. So establishing a couple credit lines with these companies, say you establish your credit line now with Uline, they give you $2,000 worth of credit, and you sell soaps and you sell products online. That company sells bubble wrap, sells boxes, sells bottles, sells stuff for you to put in that. And while you get those products, you don't have to pay for them for 30 days. So now you have 30 days to actually make that money back. You know what I mean? And then you pay them. So then your next order 30 days later, you actually have, you know, you place your order, you use that money to establish, you know, get everything that you need so that when you're starting your business, you may not need all of that money up front. And some of these lines will give you things like you need a printer. So you need a printer for your online business, a label printer. You go to Quill, you buy, get you a label printer. Now you're on the go. You're printing out your labels. You look professional. You look like you're doing it. You're great. E-promo, if you need pens, you need hats. Now they have masks, they have notebooks. You know, things to give your clients to show them to ink pens. Everybody needs an ink pen. So if you have your own pen with your logo on it, you know, leave it at the bar, leave it at the restaurant, leave it somewhere. Give it to your clients. So now your brand is being seen everywhere. This helps brand recognition. This helps people recognize who you are, what you're doing, and they're like, oh, what is this? Let me look who this company is. You know what I mean? Those are the things to help you. Little notebooks where people will use every day. They can write down their little notes for the day, and it has your brand on it. So my task to have the I Am Unique Right brand on it, I Am Unique Right podcast, I'm handing them out. People, what is I Am Unique Right podcast? Then it sparks interest, they Google it. Granger is great. Like with my Airbnbs, you know, sometimes you need to fix some things. You need a faucet. I bought this awesome phone charger battery because, okay, we're in this business now and we have to have our phones all the time. And everybody knows their phone dies halfway through the day, majority of the time, especially if you're really talking on and handling business, right? So sometimes you're not always around a power cord. So now it has a little battery pack that'll charge my phone up twice. If you like me, you got two phones. So one phone is charging while you're on it, and then the other phone is doing whatever. So you need, these are things that you can purchase on credit and have it. Trash bags. Everybody needs trash bags. Cleaning supplies. You need cleaning supplies, even if you just buy some things for your house. If you're a person who does trade shows, I got a wagon from Uline. Uline, I bought a wagon. So now when I'm carrying my products from here to there, or I need to, you know, move something, I'm not straining myself. I have a wagon. Dolly, tables, stainless steel tables. If you're a chef, cooking supplies, all of that stuff you can get in these stores. And then they give you rewards and all this other fun stuff where you can get credits for that. So these are things that you can use to establish your business, to build your credits. Printers. Say you're creating online stuff, you need to print it out. I'm old school, I like to print stuff out and look at it and write it down. So I want printers, notebooks. You need to write your plans out in notebooks. These are the companies that you use. They deliver to your house within 24 hours. Then you don't have to worry about going out and getting these accounts or paying all this extra money or driving somewhere, or now you don't have to worry about social distancing to actually establish these accounts. So this is the importance of business credit. And once you get this established, then you get some A-masters, some $100,000 credit lines, where now you can make bigger moves and have that money to do your Facebook ads and run more promos and stuff like that and make your business get staff. You know what I mean? Help you keep your cash to pay your staff and use your credit to run your business, and then keep recycling that money. So helping that build your business credit, and then holding your money in your business bank account makes it so much better for you in your business bank account, because then it says, oh, she's holding her money. She's in there. She's doing what she's supposed to be doing. So that's kind of the things that you need to have to establish that business bank account, and you're holding money. So then when you call Chase, when you call Wells Fargo, when you call, they're like, well, oh, wow, she has, you know, all this money in her account, and it doesn't really come out every time she moves a transaction. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it grows, and she's growing her business account. You know, she has 10K. She has 50K in her business account. Now you have 50K that you may be moving around in your business credit, and so you pay a little bit, and you put some back, and you pay a little bit, and you put some back, and that's kind of how you establish your credit. But that cash on hand makes you look good to the bank. You know what I mean? So those are the reasonings why you have business credit and you want to establish your business credit. So we're going to kind of sign off. I hope you guys enjoyed my show. This is the I Am Unique Right podcast in Studio U, produced by Terrence Russ. And I Am Unique Right. I want you to check out my I Am Unique Right site.com. I want you guys to check out my BeUnique.today. B, U, and I, Q, U, E, like my name, .today. I got some surprises coming for the holidays. My book is being launched, will be launched on October 1st. I'm super excited about that. That will be on Amazon. Business Plan Planner will be coming in October as well. So y'all be prepared. These are great gifts. These are great things. Be Unique has a lot of COVID stuff. We have our masks, our fax masks, because Be Unique, all we talk about are facts. So if you have any questions or you have any concerns about what I said today, we have a few more minutes if y'all would like to call in. The number again is 563-993-5562. If you'd like to call in and talk about you establishing business credit, we have a few minutes. I'll answer any questions that you may have. And I am next week. The show next week, we are going to talk about how to plan your business, okay? Business planning. So stay tuned. If y'all will have a business and y'all don't know how to plan out your business, you don't know what you need to do to plan out your businesses, my last two podcasts has you set up your foundation, and now we're actually going into building your business and how to establish your business and figuring out what you want to do. You know, everything has to kind of start off with a passion, with a love, with something that you like to do. So I would like you two guys to sign in, come in for that. All right. So that is about it. So make sure y'all check me out on Instagram. Please like, please share. Anybody who is business-minded, who has a business, who wants to start a business. Right now, between now is a great time. Remember, nobody's going to be wanting to do Black Friday sales, okay? So creating these online businesses and having this stuff set up by the holidays, if y'all follow this plan, y'all can have some business credit set up and make sure y'all have your new custom lines of stuff that y'all have set up, and y'all have new business coming. Y'all have new business coming in. All right. So this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach. I am signing off today, and hope you guys join me. Make sure y'all please listen to me on Blog Talk Radio. Please listen to me on your Instagram Live, on your Facebook Live. IGTV YouTube channel is coming soon. So I'm super excited about that. So please listen, you know, and stay tuned for all of these awesome, this awesome information, this awesome stuff. I hope this was effective. I hope this actually helped you guys, hope you understand. And if you don't, DM me. We could talk about it and we can go from there, okay? So I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and I am signing off. Be positive, love, happiness. Y'all all have a great day tonight. Good night.